Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, on today's gaming news, the EU's passed the deal that was rejected by the UK's CMA regarding Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard. Also,
Sony have had to refund certain microtransactions, Scott Telford, in a specific country thanks to a new government ruling.
Also, Amazon are launching another Lord of the Rings MMO.
Another one! They just cancelled one!
Apparently. So we'll break these stories down first thing. Like I said, the European Commission have approved Microsoft's Activision Blizzard merger based on an agreement around guaranteeing Activision games be available for 10 years on other platforms, including PlayStation, Nintendo, and even Nvidia. I don't know who's got Nvidia. It's the whole idea being that, you know, as long as they guarantee something going forward, that seems to grease the wheels of the transaction. The EU have approved it. We're still waiting for the UK to do their thing. We're still waiting on America's FTC, but the EU being on board with this is a massive step. I will throw in here, though, some pretty cool little fun quotes from the EU, because one of the major things that Sony said as why the deal shouldn't go through is the Call of Duty. They can't possibly contend with Call of Duty. If that goes through, then they'll have a monopoly on the whole gaming industry, and oh my god, Call of Duty is the beginning and end of everything. The EU literally said, in regards to that, even if Microsoft did decide to withdraw Activision's games from PlayStation, this would not significantly harm competition in the console market. So they clearly think that Sony can do something to compete with Call of Duty, which is what we've always been saying anyway.
Yeah.
And the UK CMA has also thrown their little cap in the ring, little UK, little English cap, saying that Microsoft's proposals, accepted by the European Commission today, as in yesterday, would allow Microsoft to set the terms and conditions for this market for the next 10 years. So the UK body is still convinced that this can't happen.
Yeah.
So it's the
UK
the
body
thing.
Going up against a government, a European government body, Scott Telford. Who would have thought? Can you believe this has happened?
A diseased body.
The UK response is funny, I think, because they're essentially going, like, you've been swindled, you've been sold a bill of goods, they're gonna
we know better.
And maybe they do, maybe they don't, I don't really know, but it's interesting, I think, that the future of this deal is just being fought over the battleground of cloud gaming. Obviously that was the CMA's initial bugbear, why they didn't want the deal to go through, whereas here the EU has pretty much just said, you know, well, you know, Microsoft's deal is actually going to be beneficial for cloud gaming in the long term. It's going to make it in a way better state than it is now. And I will find it forever perpetually satisfying, Scott Tilford, that it's cloud gaming of all things. And I know Call of Duty has been mentioned, of course it has, it's such a big franchise, but that's the specific thing that these different government bodies are going to war on.
Yeah, it's either you think that cloud gaming is the future or you don't. Obviously the UK's CMA hinged their entire ruling on it, saying that because Game Pass is such a massive service, and that bolstering that with the Activision Blizzard library would, in whatever amount of time when cloud gaming is the most accepted way to play, would give Microsoft too much of an edge in that potential future market. I get that they have to try and read the tea leaves and try and assume the way the future of gaming is going to go. Cloud gaming right now ain't really it.
No.
Like, it's there, you could use it, but I don't feel like it ever really replaced the standard just go play a game on a console or a PC setup. So we'll see what happens. The fact that the EU have pushed this through is fascinating in itself.
One thing I did find interesting, Scott Telford, at least in the report that I was reading, and this might have just been a complete blind spot for me, but this deal, should it go through, would only make Microsoft the third biggest gaming publisher in the world behind Tencent and Sony. So that makes me think, like, you know, of course the competition should hopefully be there, because it's not like they're jumping to the biggest, and obviously they're going to have so many advantages in certain spaces, including the cloud. Mm-hmm. But I just thought that was an interesting wrinkle that I hadn't kind of thought about before, only because, I'm not saying I want this deal to go through by any means, I just always laugh at Sony's kind of response to the deal, in how they position themselves as this little underdog who, you know, they don't want to get stepped on by the big boys with all of the money and making these monopolistic deals, when it's like, you're kind of the second biggest publisher in the entire world, like, maybe pull a finger out there.
That was the whole thing with Jim Ryan just saying, you know, behind closed doors, someone from Activision revealed that, and that he was literally like, I don't care about anything other than just blocking your deal. He just doesn't want it to go through, so they have to try and do all this weird posturing of like, we're just little old Sony doing our little thing, which is, you know, there's going to be so much more of this probably for the rest of the year, the UK side of things.
Rest of my life.
Probably the rest of our lives. I don't feel, I mean, that was the whole thing with the UK's CMA as a body. They've never overturned, or historically they're not known for ever overturning monopoly rulings, and the fact that they are immediately on it responding to this doesn't fill me with much hope. But yeah, another wriggle to it is just what the hell happens with those libraries in the UK.
I mean, like my initial response to it going through with the EU bodies was that they, Microsoft, would win the appeal to the CMA, but seeing the CMA kind of come out immediately and kind of take such a staunch opposition to this being approved and saying that no, the EU is wrong, we're right. Like that, again, like you were saying there, doesn't fill me with confidence, and probably wouldn't fill Microsoft with much confidence that they would, you know, turn their opinion around without major concessions in the cloud space being made. There's already some in this deal. You know, it's mentioned that the cloud gaming space is going to remain multi-platform, I think, for like 10 years, or Microsoft is going to keep it open for 10 years, and that was enough for the EU, but obviously not enough for the CMA.
I feel like 10 years is more than enough time for Sony to make a first-person shooter for the military side to it. Next story down is that Sony are being forced to refund players for microtransactions in Austria. And this is after the Austrian District Court ruled that FIFA Ultimate Team card packs do constitute illegal gambling, which is part of the conversation that's been happening for, I feel like, the last half a decade or so. A bit more than that, about a decade or so if you go all the way back to card packs in the early 2010s. And because Sony didn't contest this case, which was initially brought to light earlier in the year, the ruling is final. So there is a whole thing written up by GamesIndustry.biz saying Sony is now on the hook to refund several hundred euros to the plaintiffs, but Austrian legal firm Padronus has said that it has hundreds of other players interested in pursuing similar claims. Padronus's website specifies FIFA, Counter-Strike, Fortnite, and Call of Duty as examples of games for which it will pursue claims. Sony are yet to say anything in this regard. And I feel like it's like the nostalgia for microtransactions at this point. Yeah. It's an old thing. But yeah, there was always a conversation around the Ultimate Team and the card packs and things like that, and whether you could resell them on the marketplace, which is where this ruling came from. The idea that they do have value that you can resell them brings it under certain countries' rulings of what gambling constitutes, which is why this is being solidified or whatever. But I feel like overall, having followed microtransaction stuff for 10 plus years now, it's fascinating that one country has actually said specifically, this is gambling, you're entitled to money, and whether that'll trigger an effect afterwards.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And to be honest, personally, I don't know about you guys, but I want to see, like, Ultimate Team and the packs that are sold there, kind of just in FIFA points in general, just ripped out of that franchise. Like, that game in that franchise being one of the last big franchises that's really pushing the idea of old-school microtransactions. Yeah. And it's funny to use that term, old-school loot box-style microtransactions. I obviously it makes so much money for FIFA. Mm. FIFA breaks in billions of dollars every year, primarily through Ultimate Team, not to mention EA's other sports titles. You know, you've got your NFL games and whatnot that use a similar system. Mm. But where the rest of the industry has seemingly, you know, seen sense and realized that the writing was on the wall and that people were looking at these practices with more scrutiny and kind of weighing up whether or not they were gambling, and they've kind of changed course and mostly not removed microtransactions but removed the loot box element, and in many ways removed like the specific point element. Like you still got COD points, you still got FIFA points, but you've kind of seen a general trend away from that stuff. But FIFA and COD has always been the kind of, like, it's been the franchise to say, no, we're going to continue to do this because it makes us a lot of money. And until it stops making us a lot of money, or we get in real legal trouble for it, we're not going to change crap.
Well, there's the whole thing going on. I think, is it this year we have the last FIFA? Was that last year?
That was last year. This year. It's EA Sports FC, yes. I think. Yeah.
That's a whole other thing, is that in amongst all the conversations between FIFA and EA, there was various quotes from EA saying that FIFA charge insane amounts for their licenses. And it's one of the reasons that they were happy to move away from FIFA as a body or whatever, and then try and do their own thing. So this year, I guess, we'll see what state that arrives in. Will EA Sports Football Club, or whatever the hell it ends up being called, be filled with the same amounts of microtransactions, or were they only in there, quote-unquote, to try and placate the license fee?
No, I don't think so.
But we'll see.
If EA can save $1 billion by not spending that much money on the FIFA license, and yet continue to make billions of dollars with microtransactions and FIFA points and Ultimate
Instead
Team.
Of it going in that pocket, it goes slowly in this pocket.
They're going to be like,
maybe that's what we should do.
Yeah. Oh, a really tough decision to not make $1 billion. I don't know if I'm going to do it. Again, this is why companies can be terrible.
Yes. I'm very curious how that shakes out for the rest of this. Yeah, because we also have FIFA themselves getting all, you know, getting the big boy pants on, saying we don't even need EA, we'll do our own football game, assuming they'll turn it around very, very fast. So we'll see what happens with all that stuff. Final news story is Amazon announcing a Lord of the Rings MMO, which is actually their second MMO. Which is kind of funny. So the new one's going to be developed by Amazon's own Orange County studio, who made 2021's New World. Now, I've not played New World. A few people have. I saw it getting trended and stuff, MMO, from the last couple of years. Popular enough, you know, for an Amazon MMO.
I'll take your word for it.
Not too bad. But Amazon previously attempted a Lord of the Rings MMO in 2019. They gave it 2 years of development time, and then they canned it.
Yeah.
So now, 2 years from the cancellation of that, they're just trying again with the same thing. Amazon have said that the current Lord of the Rings TV show is unrelated to the upcoming MMO game, which is a whole weird thing, because I'm like, if you're making a whole push for this, like, you know, unified front of, this is Amazon's Lord of the Rings, why not tie all that stuff together? They're kind of just doing another show doesn't receive very well.
I'll tell you why, Scott Hill, but I'll tell you why they can't tie it all together, because the rights situation with Amazon and Lord of the Rings is nuts. So obviously they have the TV rights to the Middle Earth kind of story, right? But I'm using that vague term because they don't currently have the TV rights to the original books.
No.
So they can't tell the original book story in TV form, which is why you got Rings of Power and it was this kind of prequel. So like their situation with the rights is so convoluted and strange that they don't necessarily have control of everything and they can't do whatever they want, which is why you get these deals cut and while you get like these kind of side deals to kind of reboot the movies and make this TV show that doesn't use this particular material. And this game, this MMO seemingly is using The Hobbit and the three Lord of the Rings books. I don't know if it's using the Silmarillion.
That one.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't know if it's using any of the other stuff, but it's like, it's funny that Amazon has to keep making these deals to try and keep getting these games off the ground that may come out. But like, when it comes to games that have been put in development by the likes of Amazon and the likes of Google, you know, the big tech companies, they've always encountered a lot of difficulties. Mm-hmm. And I don't have much respect for many major corporations, Scott Tilford, but I kind of respect Disney just going, video game development is really hard and we don't want to do it anymore because we keep messing it up.
Just like, back away from
let's give it to actual publishers and actual developers who have a track record instead of trying to do everything ourselves because they don't really get it, in my opinion. No. At least they haven't shown that they've got it so far, and Amazon hasn't quite yet, even though they have obviously released a couple of games.
Mm-hmm. It's a weird thing as well, talking of big conglomerates or big media companies trying their hand at games, that we've had the attempt at like Marvel branding, Marvel's Avengers, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, neither of which did very well sales-wise. Guardians is a far superior game, I massively recommend it. But it's just that kind of idea that you can bring across the same methods from whatever they're used to, whether that be TV or movies, and just try and do a little game on the side.
Yeah.
And then they realize that it actually takes 3 to 5 years to get it right. It's worth just mentioning in here as well. But
sorry, you reminded me of what David Zaslav, the CEO of WB, was mentioning the other day. He was talking about, you know, how he's got the James Gunn DC Universe coming out, and he's got a new Superman movie coming out.
Yes.
And he was saying, well, we might as well just get a Superman game alongside
just on
the
side,
you know? He can just do that. Like, WB at the moment hasn't cancelled like 3 Suicide Squad games, and then the one that we're getting is this 4-player shooter that nobody wants. Like, imagine a world where it was as easy as saying, we want a successful Superman game, give us it now, 2 years, you know, alongside the movie. Like, that just is, like, these people don't understand what games are.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't. I'm very curious how, like, the idea that, because the model used to be that you would do a little game that was, you know, to advertise the movie, you would put something in motion that was alongside the movie. It's why you had so many different tie-in games for those movies across the 90s, across the 2000s. Obviously, game production was way more simplistic back then. But I wonder if they're still in that mindset, where it's like, oh, just put one of them out to the side, as if it's as easy as turning around something like, you know, whatever game you want in Captain America game from 2011 or whatever it
is. In MMO as well, like, oh, just make us a really successful MMO. That's easy, right? Just
on the side.
Build us like a competitor to the Elder Scrolls Online or World of Warcraft or whatever MMO it is that you play right now. Like, how many other studios with more experience have tried to enter that space and failed is what I always think about. Like, that's a difficult genre and type of game to get into and be really successful on that level, even if you've got the name brand.
No, that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. Speaking of the name brand, I want to end this on kind of like a question down in the comments. Also, please subscribe to World Culture Gaming if you want to keep up with daily news and conversations just like this. You can also subscribe to the World Culture Gaming podcast for all sorts of these things in depth. Speaking of that, though, does the Lord of the Rings name even mean anything in 2023? Because we're getting Lord of the Rings Gollum in like a week and a bit.
We are.
I don't think anyone cares about that game.
No, man. Like, I've not seen Rings of Power. I'm not going to slag that show off or anything. Its association with Amazon is something that doesn't fill me with much confidence, because I think, from what I can gather, you know, they just want a lot of Lord of the Rings, and it doesn't really matter what form that takes, whether it's a new MMO, whether it's the TV show, whether it's rebooting the movies. And I just, I've not been presented with a love for the franchise. But again, I've not watched Rings of Power. Maybe it is in there. Maybe the creators would be able to convince me. But just Amazon as a company, not talking about any specific creators. Amazon as a company, it's like them buying MGM, you know, and I'm just like, you just want stuff, don't you? You just want stuff to kind of call yours, and Lord of the Rings is a big thing to get.
It's funny talking about love as well, like love for an IP, love for a set of characters, because it's tinged with Amazon. No one loves Amazon.
That's
we all use it. It is still this horrific service that we all just sort of go, but it gets me stuff the next day.
Yeah.
So whatever. I feel like the idea of trying to tie that with a beloved IP and trying to build a fan base in a genuine sense that will stick with you for years, like you said, because of Amazon, that's just never going to happen.
That's it. Tell me in the comments below, genuinely, like, I think of Amazon, and like I say, like you were mentioning there, Scott, I use Amazon and services quite a lot, but I just view it as like this cold company that like I don't want to joke. Even when I'm watching stuff on Amazon Prime, like the layout of it is cold and it keeps me at a distance. It's like a bit like Apple TV.
Or the Windows phone or something.
Yeah, that's a similar situation where I'm just like, ooh, I don't want to, you don't want to love me and I don't want to love you. And there's this relationship ain't working. Like,
yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below, the state of Lord of the Rings right now, and what you think of the various stories that we covered as well. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
I'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.